I think it was you know, it's an exciting pace in the way they play the game. You know, having done you know, having run a version of what they're, I mean, it's not the same exactly, obviously, what we were doing with Denver, but you know, it's exciting and fun to watch, and it's you know, it creates havoc for the defense.
It's obviously a short week. You're coming across the country. How much work were you able to do on the Eagles before this week?
Well, I think, you know, all staffs, you know, in the league, you always look at your first couple opponents, especially somebody with a new staff a little bit, you know, whether it's during the off season, or it's during training camp, do certain things to prepare for it. And, you know, I think we have a game plan to put into what we think they're going to do, and, you know, we'll go from there.
What's your travel plans in terms of coming over here? Are you doing anything different because of the time change in the short week?
No, we you know, on all of our trips that we have head on the east, we're not changing anything. We have our normal routine that whatever we're going to do anytime we head east, we have a plan that we put in place for the entire year as an organization and how we want to do it, but there's no special plans.
You guys had that big lead Monday night against Houston and everything. Was it tough afterwards to kind of get your players to kind of refocus on the task ahead after that?
Well, we had a great practice today, and it's all part of the game. And, you know, you got to play 60 minutes of football, and that's one thing we talked about right after the game again in the team meeting and just addressed, hey, listen, we got to play better to finish games. We had every opportunity there to finish the game. We didn't get it done. It's all about winning and losing in this business. So we got to do a better job in the next time we're in that situation to put the game away.
It was interesting to me anyway that the two opening games were kind of similar Monday night. The Eagles also jumped out to a huge lead, and they were fortunate in that they recovered the onside kick late and weren't facing, losing the game at the end. But it certainly, you know, huge comeback for the Redskins as well. Was there anything to that? New schemes, new, you know, did you do something that Houston wasn't expecting? Do you think it was just the fact that the opening opponents weren't able to prepare very well, or what did you see? Did you see the games as being similar at all?
Well, I think all the opening games, they're always interesting. There's always things that happen for one reason or another. The opening week, you know, you saw a number of safeties this week also, and it's that first week of the season. There's a lot of emotion that goes into it, and you know, but I think also, you know, we talk about the similarities of the game. I think the parity in this league is so good is that, you know, when certain teams get hot, you know, obviously, we had the hot hand early in the game, and very similar to your guys' game, that it just, and then it changed later in the game, and that's just one of the deals. That's why you play for 60 minutes. So, you know, the teams are, you know, they're very well matched up these days, and the teams are so good. You got to play your best every week.
Coach, what have you seen from King Dunlop? What did he show you to win the job? I mean, he was here, a guy that was here for a while, had a chance to start here, but you know, apparently won that competition out there. What was the difference for him, and what did you see from him?
Well, he did a nice job of coming in right away. You know, his athletic ability and the way he can pass protect on the edge, really, he did a great job with us in the run game. You know, what he could do to help us out there. So overall, throughout training camp, all the OTAs, the off-season program, everything, he worked extremely hard. And when we made the decision to make him the left tackle, we thought it was the best thing for our football team.
Both you and Chip are obviously first-time head coaches in the NFL. I was kind of curious, like, what did you find was, like, the toughest thing about when you first got the job as far as maybe getting the players to buy into your system? I mean, was that difficult at all, or were you able to do that right away?
Well, I think we've put together a great staff here. So I think the type of people they are and the type of coaches they are, when the players saw what we were doing, they really bought in from day one. And, you know, the system had been in place here for a long time, and you know, anytime you have a new staff come in, it kind of re-energizes everybody. It's a different approach. So, you know, the players really bought in from day one.
Was that kind of like the most important thing as far as you're concerned, just having the players buy into what you're doing?
Without a doubt, because that's what it's all about. It's about the 53 guys, obviously 46 who play on Sundays, but, you know, they're why we're all here. So we got to get them to buy in everything we're doing, and it's about them, you know, preparing them the best to our ability so they can have success on Sundays or whatever day of the week you're playing.
Now, what stood out to you about the Eagles' defense when you watched that film?
Well, you know, they created a lot of turnovers the other night, and they were running the football. They fly around. They play with great energy. You know, I know Billy Davis, you know, from just being in the business and everything, the good job he's done. So he's got him with the right attitude right now, flying around.
What's your recollection of the interview with the Eagles if you go back to January?
Well, I think the organization is first class. You know, talking to Mr. Lurie and Howie and everybody that was there, you know, and talking to Andy Reid afterwards and having known Andy in the past and being friends with Andy, just, you know, it's a first-class organization. They do it the right way. You know, Mr. Lurie, he's not cutting any corners. He does everything the right way. He wants to do whatever he can to help the football team win, and he's a first-class guy. So it was a very thorough and detailed interview, and I appreciate him for the opportunity, and I wish him all the best of luck in the future. But great people.
And then I'm taking you back a bit here, but what's your recollection of playing for the Eagles?
I wasn't there long enough, to be perfectly honest. I wasn't there a whole lot. But, you know, it was the same thing. Back then, they did it the right way. And, you know, I was only there through training camp, you know, but great fans, the diehard fans. I went to Lehigh for training camp and great fan support during even during the preseason games there. And then having played there a couple times since those days, great fan support. They're diehard fans there. You got to love it.
Was that the Andy Reid's first year? Was out Ray Rhodes?
That was Ray.
Okay. Coach, what's it out on film about LeSean McCoy in the game he had?
Well, a very talented player. I think the system that they're running right now, you know, he's had a great career up to this point in time in his career, and I think he really fits the offense well, and it showed the other night in the game.